Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Max, Jazz and Anissa with your 8am Zlines. In local news, the Brisbane City Council is set to announce a crackdown on short-stay accommodation and residential areas, with new regulations set to come into effect by mid-next year. The proposal will essentially ban residents in low-density suburbs from leasing their property on short-stay platforms such as Airbnb and Stays, requiring residents to acquire a permit and incorporating a three-strike policy. The council is expected to write to as many as 500 homeowners operating as short-stay providers, informing them of the unlikelihood of being granted the permit. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner says that in order to protect the character and amenity of our neighbourhoods, those that do not require the relevant approvals will be subject to much stricter guidelines and regulations. Fines for operating without proper permits may be in excess of $140,000.
Farmers are being urged to take extra care when handling and moving hay bales after two serious incidents in southern Queensland this past week. A woman in her 40s died at the Roma sale yards, and a man in his 40s was seriously injured at a Dunmore property after being struck by a bale. Both cases are now under investigation by Workplace Health and Safety Queensland, with police preparing a report for the coroner. FarmSafe Australia Chair Felicity Richards described the events as tragic and said they underline how dangerous hay bales can be. In national news, farmers and industry innovators say Australia's largely undeveloped biofuel sector represents a major economic and environmental opportunity. Fifth-generation Victorian farmer and VFF president Brad Hosking highlights the potential for low-carbon fuels made from crops like canola, noting that Australia already exports millions of tons of canola for overseas biofuel production. Organizations such as GrainCorp are pursuing local projects to refine canola oil for aviation, while Gippsland feasibility studies explore converting biogenic carbon dioxide and household waste into low-carbon fuels like e-methanol and hydrogen.
Former leader of the National Parties, Barnaby Joyce, has officially joined the One Nation Party 1 week after his departure from his former alliance. While the decision to join Pauline Hanson's party did not come as a surprise to many analysts and fellow National members, it has disappointed many within and without the coalition. Deputy National Leader Kevin Hogan has said that Joyce's decision stemmed from his position on the backbench and not being able to be the leader. During an interview on the ABC's 7:30 program last night, Joyce claimed that Australia was late to the party in embracing white ring politics. In international news, a magnitude 7.6 earthquake hit Japan on late Monday, prompting tsunami warnings and evacuation orders for more than 90,000 people. The earthquake struck in the Pacific Ocean, 80 kilometres off the coast of Aomori Prefecture, which has prompted warnings of tsunamis up to 3 metres in height to hit parts of Japan's coastline. While Japanese Meteorological Agency downgraded the warnings this morning, meaning it is now seen as lower estimated wave height and less risk, Japan's government spokesman still urges residents to stay in a safe place until the warning has been lifted. Even after an initial wave, a second or third wave of an higher greater height can arrive, he told reporters. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and warm. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected max of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extremely high band. That is all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.